Yo, what's up, everybody? I don't know what the fuck happened. I lost my save file. So I am starting over. I don't know anything that I said in the last one. But yeah, welcome to another episode of Get Your Nerd On Podcast. And sorry for being late as always. But like I said, no joke. Once my schedule gets better, once I figure out something good and I catch up on everything, it's going to be so much better. Because honestly, I stare at these big piles of fucking comics and I get anxiety and I'm like, yo, fuck this shit. But then I look back and I'm like, dang, I need somebody to talk to about it. So. Also, my boy's catching up on X-Men right now, so we're going to have somebody to talk about X-Men. It's going to be a little Marvel heavy because Marvel gives me digital codes. DC does not. So, like, yeah, the podcast is sadly going to get a little Marvel heavy out in this bitch, feel me? But anyway, I still got shit to talk about, like how much I hate comic book movies. Yeah, that's where we're gonna start. How much I hate comic book movies. I hate comic book movies a lot, but I love them just as much. And the reason for this is comic book movies tend to have this really dumb idea of only doing threes, okay? I don't know what it is about trilogies, but movies love them, and it is absolutely stupid. Like, it is very dumb, especially when you're choosing to do comic books. Some may disagree, but their opinions are wrong. The reason why a trilogy is very stupid when you're doing comic book movies, to me, is because, all right, look at this. I understand, let me just put this out there, that I understand the beginning of the MCU and how lucky we are to begin with of getting what we're getting. But here's the thing, right? I'm gonna hit this. Point one is that trilogies force directors, trilogies and time limits together. People are scared to make long movies because they think everyone's attention span is trash, which it may be, and it sucks for the movie theaters. But honestly, it's either needed or you gotta go past three movies because we never get full development of characters and the people surrounding them. So you give us three movies. And let's say Spider-Man. You give us three movies of Spider-Man. The only place we really see Spider-Man is in Spider-Man. We've seen him in a little bit of Infinity War Endgame. We've seen him in a little bit of Civil War. But that's not enough for character development. Listen, for a cinematic purpose, sure. It might be enough because all you care about is making a good-looking movie and whatnot. But, like, when you read these comics and then you watch these movies, you realize these characters have so much more connection. Like, fucking Peter in Civil War. His connection to both Tony and Captain America, mostly Captain America, was fucking ridiculous. Like, the man's idolizes dude so hard. He did not know which side to choose. And then he chose a side. And then it fucked him over. And then he thought about changing sides again. Or he did. I can't remember because it was a while ago when I listened to this. I'm actually going to reread it soon. It's on my reread list. But, like I'm saying, like, those connections don't get made that easily. It's easier in a simple way of saying, oh yeah, Spider-Man loves Tony so much because Tony helped them into ushered him into the Avengers and stuff. But it's like, no, that's not good enough for me. I want to see the shit that he has to go through being an Avenger, the shit he has to go through. I want, like, team-ups, things that will literally expand his character, right? And his MJ relationship and his friend's relationship, and like the things about Spider-Man that comic book people know. Like, Peter Parker is fucking smart. He don't need no Tony Stark, bro. He don't. He barely had any money for most of his career, to my knowledge. Like, the man can really stand on his own, and I don't feel like we see that. And the same could go for, I want to say the Dark Knight trilogy. My issue with that is they didn't focus on certain developments in there, but they placed things so well that it didn't matter, and also the timing. But I could still argue that should have been a five-piece movie, and there should have been things set up in the background. But then again, there was also different plans. There was a different plan, but, you know, rest in peace, Heath Ledger. That happened. It's just, I absolutely feel like these movies for comic books should stretch beyond 3. It should give us more depictions of these comic book characters, more reasons to connect to them, more reasons to see them as humans. Like, here's the thing. Fucking Tony Stark, right? Reason people grew to love him even more is because he technically had 8 movies. He was so prominent in Avengers. In all the Avengers, he was extremely prominent. They gave him so much screen time and development throughout his movies. It was easy to fall for him. Captain America, he was in increasingly in high amount of movies, just like Robert. Jesus Christ. Iron Man was. But the difference here is there's still so much about Captain America they couldn't capture in time. And then for him to retire his role is something that sucks as well. Because it's like, there's so much that Captain America could have did. There's so many more arguments that he's had. There's so many more times when he'd rallied the squad in their darkest times. There's so much personal stuff that Captain America went through that normal viewers would never know. And like, I understand that he probably didn't want to keep going on the role, but that leads into my other point. Point two. They need to grab people who fit, but also who want to take these roles on and don't mind becoming these roles. Like, some people are just really too good for the roles. And I think when you realize that, you should have an early talk to them about how they could, like, make them comfortable with staying in that role for 20 fucking movies. I get it. That's a lot of fucking shit. But it's really like, bro, we're about to miss out on so many Iron Man stories that we could have gotten. We're about to miss out on so many Captain America stuff we could have gotten. Like, we could have gotten a sort of secret... Was it Secret Empire? The one where Hydra took over and Captain America was deemed a Hydra sleeper agent and all that. Like, that could have sort of happened. Like, we have Spider-Man in the MCU due to a deal, so we could do things with fucking Harry. Like, and that's the other thing. Because they do threes, they kill people off so much, and it's like you don't get reoccurring villains. And, like, I get it, because it's movies. But now that they expand into the DC, the Marvel, the Disney Plus, it makes it easier for them to expound on other things. It's just so crazy. I guess it's just timing mainly. Because right now is a perfect time to start doing all that crap. Like, if we still had Robert, we could have done an Iron Man series. He doesn't even have to have a series because his movies did so good. But he could have did some sort of series if he wanted to, or he could have appeared in other people's film, TV shows, and it would just help deepen the connection between him and certain people. In my opinion, that's what I see. Or even Steve Rogers. If you're going for a big event, actually, before I say that, I heard that they didn't want to make Disney Plus something that you needed to enjoy the other films. And I honestly disagree with that. That's one of the nicest but dumbest decisions ever, because there's so much that you can expand on. Say you wanted to hit Secret Empire, but you needed to give people backstory and time for that. Well, Disney Plus could have been a perfect prelude. You could have easily just been like, all right, there's Disney Plus film or series, and it stars Captain America, and what happens after he becomes, after he wakes up from being a sleeper agent, and so on. Like, that would have been a great 6 episode thing that y'all could have did with 6 hours. I don't know. I feel like they're scared, in a sense, to go all out. But that's coming from a reader, not from a person who has never seen any of this. Because I'm pretty sure people have never seen any of or read anything about these, barely know them, only learned of them from the movies, are content and pretty happy with what they're getting. I will always watch them anyway because I love comic books, so seeing them come to life is just fun. I'm always going to live in the moment. But as a podcaster, dog, there's so much more that they could get into. Like, there's really a lot more shit that could go down. Like, Spider-Man. Bro, there's so many mini things you could do. You could give us more Harry in a 6-episode, 9-episode TV show. Even if you didn't want to put them on acting, you could have made animation shows that feed into the live action. That's why it's like, all right, fine, Robert, you don't want to wear the suit. We'll do an animated show. You just have to keep voicing. Cool. Boom. Bada bing. Spreads that out. And then you bring it to live action for the films. There's just so many things you could do. Like, truly. Disney Plus has opened a huge opportunity to spread things out. And then this leak brings me to my third point that I didn't even know I had. X-Men are coming to the MCU. Fantastic Four is coming to MCU. These people have ridiculously intense, information-heavy stories, okay? First off, I really, really think they need to adapt the Krakoa version of the X-Men. It would be fucking dope for Charles to have known that he was a mutant the entire time, and that there are other mutants out there, and he was just waiting for something like a surge or some shit. Or even, that would actually be fucking perfect. Moira McTaggart comes back from the fucking blip, or she fucking, it could literally be the kind of the first issue of Powers of X. She wakes up in this timeline. She exposes Xavier in front of his eyes, personally to him, about him being a mutant. Tells him there's others like him. And he could be like, damn, you serious? And then he could just open up shit. Like, they could jump that so fucking quickly and easily. And then boom, we get Krakoa. It's a mutant nation, and they can skip the fucking origins because, you know, it actually works out. If you know anything about X-Men and origins, you understand that a lot of them were like finger snaps. Like, they just woke up one day, went to school, and started shooting lasers out their eyes. And it's like, well, that's my origin. It's just my X gene activated. That would really be fucking perfect. And then we get Krakoa, and then we get a mutant island. And then from there, we get, just like the comic books, multiple teams. Now, fine, they may not want to put out a bazillion movies. All right, I get it. You guys got all this money, but you don't want to spend it. What you could do is give us 3 to 4 team-specific movies. So you get normal X-Men. You get... We could do 3. We could do X-Men. We could do something like... if you want to stay close to the comics, you could do X-Men. You could do X-Force or Factor, depending on which characters you want to bring in. I like the mystery aspect, so that would be really fun. But that might be a better off as a TV show. After like 2 years of the of mutants in the MCU, but we could bring in, say, X-Force or Marauders, or I wouldn't say Excalibur because of its caliber. I did not mean to pun the pun. I would say, yeah, something like X-Men. I mean, you don't even have to use those team names. You could just 3 teams, all right? We'll do 3 teams, depending on the reason why they're... depending on how they start the film off, you can explain why there's 3 different teams, or the names can explain it. Or you can even explain the first movie, the first X-Men movie, called, like, Dawn of X, right? Boom. And then from Dawn of X, somewhere in the movie, they... explain a 3-team split or a 3-bracket split. Doesn't mean you're only going to see those teams in there. It means they'll all be connected to the main Dawn of X, the X side of the MCU. And they'll just, we'll get a movie focusing on this team, but we'll still be on Krakoa sometimes. We'll see all the other mutants. It's a way to put mutants in and out of teams randomly. That way we can get used to knowing them a little bit more, and then we can get some solo films. We know we could get a Wolverine film. Maybe there'll be a Cyclops film this time around. Maybe there'll be a Storm film. We could even get Cable now. Honestly, there are so many possibilities. Sorry, I just had to eat. Haven't eaten all day. But that's how I feel about it. That's what I think should happen. And, yeah. I absolutely just hope. Like, I really just hope that that's what it comes down to. We get multiple X-Men things because it'll help branch out. Fantastic Four deserves, like, a mini-series leading into a movie of some sort, even if they do animation into movie. It's just so fucking huge, bro. I don't know. And then I really want the Venom verse, Spider-Verse to collide into the MCU. But that one's a super personal. Like, I just really would like to see some sort of Absolute Carnage or Carnage USA type thing going on. Rated R, basically a horror vibe Carnage film about Carnage taking over and then getting ripped in half. Yes, that is definitely something that I would like to see. Now, on the front of, like, gaming news and, you know, the other stuff we talk about, first off, I would like to say Octopath Traveler is on Xbox Game Pass and the Xbox Store digitally. I've never played it. If you're a Switch user, you probably played it. And I don't know if you want to play it again and get achievements for it, but hey, Octopath Traveler is now available on Game Pass. On top of that, Xbox Live has officially been changed to Xbox Network. Now, there's nothing wrong with this change. Who gives a fuck? Alright, so the rebrand, in my opinion, just means something around the lines of, we offer more than just gaming here at Xbox at this point. Gaming is the main focus, but there's so much things tied to Xbox that also go beyond just gaming. So we're going to change our service name, especially so people don't get confused thinking it's a live service thing, and it's just Xbox Network. Network still equals online. Like, bro, there's, it's not that big of a thing. I don't care about the name change, and neither should you. You can call it Live to your friends. We're all going to know what it means. Only time Network is going to matter is for someone who's never heard of Xbox Live before, and you're getting them into Xbox Live, per se. But other than that, you shouldn't really care. It's not going to affect us. It's not going to make anything bad. It's literally just small little name change. But it could also happen to have to do with the fact that Microsoft is reportedly in talks to purchase Discord for $10 billion, which would be very interesting. It'd be a very heavy move for social, for being social in gaming, because Discord is used so heavily amongst gamers, whether they're PC or console gamers, Switch gamers, because Switch didn't have or still doesn't have that well of a chat system. And I mean, it's just super wildly used. It's been used to just keep up with friends. A lot of people just use it over text messaging and stuff now. Like, Discord is pretty damn dope, and people love it. And if Xbox were to go full on, make this purchase and own Discord, only thing that I would ask is that they just say, Discord, keep being Discord. We're just gonna add a couple more features, maybe bundle it in with Game Pass Ultimate. You get Discord Nitro type thing. That would be cool. It'd give everyone who has Discord a discount if they also have the feature of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, because then it's just like, hey, you already have Ultimate, you already have Discord. If you link it, we'll just discount your thing, or you only have to pay for one and you get the other, which would be cool. It'd also be really nice to see if they integrate it into Xbox's main messaging system if they were to make this purchase somehow. If they, how they would use the app, would you be able to stream directly to Discord, kind of like how they had Mixer and Twitch, but now you could just do it directly to Discord. Like, I wonder what features they would add to make it more Microsoft friendly or Xbox friendly, since Discord is like, it's a really good place for gamers. No release date yet, but xCloud is truly coming soon to iOS and PC. So on PC, you'll be streaming off of either a website client or a an app using Game Pass. On iOS, unless they ended up coming with a deal, it'll be kind of like a website stream. Otherwise, it's being switched to, you can stream off Game Pass. Still not sure yet. That would be really cool. That'd be great. Hopefully, if they were able to get through that little issue that they had. But hey, it's coming. It's coming. And also, guys, why do you keep canceling your pre-orders? Unless it's digital, because you know we don't support digital out here unless it's the only choice. But like, everyone's canceling their Outriders pre-order, or they're canceling, or they're review bombing Nier Automata. Please don't review bomb Nier Automata. I know the PC version isn't as good as the Game Pass PC version, but like, guys, don't do that. Instead, tweet about it. I don't know. I just think it's. I mean, yes, Game Pass version is the better option now, but like, those reviews still kind of hurt, you know. I know that Yoko is probably like, he understands, or he isn't hearing about it or something, but those reviews hurt, man. Nier Automata is a great game, even though I understand your pain. But, I mean, I get it, though. It's more like awareness and whatnot. You know, letting other people know, like, hey, there's a Game Pass version of this. It's better than the Steam version. Because that's all the review bomb really is doing, is just saying, hey, the Game Pass version is much better than the Steam one that we have purchased. I'm going to go play it over there instead. 1 star, 2 star. But the game itself, like, and game is still fucking great, regardless of all that issue. On another Xbox note, The team plans to make Party Chat and... Alright. Party Chat and free-to-play games and messaging friends and using the Find Group feature will become free for any Xbox Live player, whether you're subscribed or not. So you do not have to have gold to use these features, which they said they were going to do, and it's great. It hasn't dropped yet. It's rolling out in beta to make sure everything works, and then it's going to roll out to the public soon after. So you got that to look forward to. If you ran out of your Live subscription and you can't talk to your friends, so don't feel bad. Something's coming for you. On another note, though, random, but I'm starting D&D. I don't know why. Don't ask me why. Well, if you really want to know why, I mean, you probably don't. But hey, gotta make content for the podcast. So I was drunk at my boy's crib, and then he was like, "Yo, I haven't played Dungeons & Dragons." And I was like, man, I don't think I'll ever play Dungeons & Dragons. That shit not for me. And he was like, man, really? I like Dungeons. I want to get into that shit. I just got to play with the right people. Oh, word? So I picked up my phone and I hit order. And guess what? I ordered Dungeons & Dragons board game. So we're going to try that out. And like, if that shit's fire and we enjoy it, I'm going to make an X-Men Dungeons & Dragons story. And we're going to do that shit. So like, yeah, I'm about to be a Dungeons and Dragon player. That shit crazy. Anyway, yeah. So what I was really, really, really finna get to was, what was I gonna get to? Oh yeah, I watched Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and that shit was absolutely fire. Like, it was a really good start to the show. I fuck with that shit. That show about to be a hit. Like, that show about to be dope, bruh. Like, that intro caught my ass, dog. Like, it was really cool. And then you get the fake Captain America ass, dude. Bro, this shit gonna be fun. I know it's gonna be funny. It's going to be fun. Like, we gonna enjoy the hell out this shit. I'm gonna enjoy the hell out this shit. I don't know about y'all. Y'all tripping if y'all not watching this. Like, this shit fun. This shit cool. Bucky, the stuff that Bucky's going through is very interesting. I like that. Sam's issues are very interesting as well, and they're like, it's so grounded really well, while also remembering that it's a comic book series show. Like, I really like that about it. Feel me? Real world stuff mixed with a little bit of comic book stuff, but it's not going too deep. It still feels like it fits, and that shit fire, dog. Like, when I say I fuck with that shit, bro, I fuck with that shit. So y'all should watch it. Tell me how y'all like that first episode, because it's dope. Alright? Simple as that. While also talking about TV shows and whatnot, we also got Servant. Servant finished, and Servant was pretty damn dope. Alright? I mean, I have more questions than I have anything answered, but it was still really good. Like, I enjoyed every second of Servant that I was able to listen to. Feel me? I mean, not listen to, watch. Shit got crazy. Shit got hectic. And I'm telling you, yo, Leanne is an angel. Like, Leanne got some type of powers or something. I don't know. Like, alright, bro, listen. So what I think is, I think all these people is like servants of God or some entity or deity. And they're all, for lack of a better term, angels. And I think that Leanne is a fallen angel. And I think Leanne is just doing whatever the fuck she wants at this point. Because she over here having sex. She over here doing rituals whenever she wants. Like, I don't know. And she committing murder. Bro. Bro. Leanne is a witch or an angel. It's one or the other. Pretty positive about that. And the last thing in this area is Ghost of Tsushima is getting a movie, and that's gonna be dope. Everyone's over here talking about like, oh, it's gonna be a trash movie because it's based off a video game, and it's gonna be like Assassin's Creed. And I'm just sitting here like, bro, Or it could just be the story straightforward without all the side missions. Like, the fucking film, I mean, the game can easily get turned into a film. All you have to do is get rid of the side missions, and then boom, you have yourself the story. I don't know. People are really dumb. Video games are a great way to express something, but like, if someone wants to see the game straightforward without playing it, they could easily make it into a movie. They really can. It'll be a very interesting movie. It'll be a little bit more rushed because it's a movie and not a video game that lets you go at your own pace. But I have no doubts. This is going to be a very fun project. And yeah, that's that. You know. On the game front, though, again, Xbox is having a Capcom sale up to 80% off. Octopath Traveler, which I mentioned, is on Game Pass, and so is Yakuza 6. I'm still on Yakuza 0, and I don't ask me why. I still haven't beaten it. I just been playing a lot of bullcrap. I finally gave up on Apex a little bit. I could not get out of Platinum 4. Like, it was horrendous. Every time I tried to play, people were just freaking dumb, bro. Freaking dumb, bro. But yeah, I've been playing Spider-Man Miles Morales. I don't know if I said that already. I don't know how I'd be forgetting what I said, but that game is freaking fun. Like, I just love swinging around and doing tricks. The game's really dope. It looks beautiful. Not gonna lie, like, I like that shit. That shit fly as fuck, man. It just makes me want a Venom game so bad, or makes me want them. I wish they would remake Ultimate Spider-Man or Spider-Man Unlimited. Nah, I believe it was Ultimate Spider-Man. Yeah, because it was Carnage was born in the lab type shit. Yeah, bro, like, need that. I need that. But that's really it. That's all I've really been doing as far as playing video games. I haven't started any new game. I beat something, but I can't remember what I beat. Let me go see if I can remember in my notes, because I write down every single game that I beat. Oh, I beat Immortal Fenyx Rising. That's what I beat. That game was really fun, but then it got, like, really draggy on. Like, if you're trying to max out your character, it just gets so fucking boring. Yeah, like, it really does. And I also beat the Telltale Batman series. And, bro, the Vicky versus Batman fight, absolutely fire, bro. Like, Batman was fighting this character named Lady Arkham. And when I tell you that fight was dope, like, that fight was fucking dope. Enjoyed every second of every button press that I had to do for that fight. Like, I can't even express how dope that was. That was one of the best, like, one of the best Batman fights I've seen. It really was. I also beat Little Nightmares 1. It's time for me to start Little Nightmares 2. The game is really dope. The game is really fun. The game is really creepy. I really enjoy it, and I can't wait to see what the freak's about to happen in Little Nightmares 2. Kind of looks like he got some powers, or she got some powers. I don't remember the character's name, because I think you find it out through, like, little files or the comic book, but I haven't read the comic book or any files or anything. But really good game. I recommend Little Nightmares. It's creepy. It's fun. It's a platformer puzzle game, and it's not even $60. So, go give it a try. It's worth it, or watch somebody play it, because that shit's fun as fuck. And that is all that I have for you for today, or this week, or this very long time, or whatever you want to call it. And I will be back no later than 2 weeks. That is a promise. Now, have a good one. Stay safe. Read them comics. Play them games. Bump that music. Share this podcast. Play it over again. Play it in your dreams. Don't stop. All that shit, cuz. Peace.